Thank you so much. You said very powerful words there with regards to religious women and what you do for humanity in assisting, trying to eradicate hunger, trying to ensure that no child goes hungry with the little resources that you have. You're also involved in farming and so forth. So after hearing the deliberations here today, after hearing what everybody else had to say here, what would be your way forward and what's your advice to other religious sisters?
Thank you so much, Sheila, for that deliberation. First, let me thank all those who came in here today and also say we have been put forward as sisters as a pedestal for this advocacy, and I'm happy to report that we are actually in the shoes of what we have agreed at the Cape Town Declaration. And I'm happy to say we've been involved in webinars in trying to get sisters together, motivate sisters to be doing this, because as you have been said, the church has given us this mandate to shine out as sisters. So to answer into your question is that, yes, with what we have been doing, we are now really trying to move away from this, just we will pray for you, but now become active and participant in trying to fight for hunger. And that with whatever that we have, sisters are healers. Sisters are educators, and I've said that sisters are now farmers. So we are no longer just women of the veil, but now we are trying to reach to the realities of the people who are hungry. And we want to say to the G20 that we are in, and they will see more of us because we are planning something bigger for the upcoming G20. Where we want our voice, where we want the realities of the sisters. And I'll say to the sisters that in our different women religious association, let us talk about this and what we want to do as congregations, as the associations in different parts of Africa. Because our voice together from our different parts of Africa, contextualized to the settings that where we are, we can still contribute to this Feed, Heal, and Liberate Africa. Thank you.